Chibaba,
Quinti,
Winyama, Jimbaba,
Jimbaba,
Jimbaba, Chibaba.
This is a standing ovation.
You're sitting.
I know, that's why I had to tell you that it was a standing ovation.
Oh, thanks for standing for that ovation.
You're welcome. Standing for that ovation.
It's the year of standing for that ovation.
Oh gosh, are we doing that on bonus episodes too?
I don't know. I feel
no,
like
let's not.
I feel like we can do what we want.
Well, hey everybody, welcome to this is our second bonus episode. I just reached out and punched my guitar. That hurt.
That happens to all of us.
But this is our second bonus episode. Now, what is a bonus episode? Elise calls them shorty eps.
Shorty. I think I call them shorty bonus eps.
Shorty bonus eps. So what does
shorty
that mean?
Shorty eps for short.
What does that
for
mean?
Shorty.
What?
Shorty ups for shorty.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
What's the question?
What is a shorty bonus ep?
So a shorty bonus ep is where we take an ep and we make it shorty. And we talk about something that we maybe have already talked about, or maybe we talk about like seeing something live, for instance, maybe.
For instance?
For instance. That's what we do.
It sounds like a fermenting.
That, wow. Okay. So this is like a fine wine, basically, yeah. This episode.
That's what shorty bonus eps are. They just, you know, you sniff it, you swirl it around. Swish it around in your mouth.
Swish it in your mouth.
And then you spit it out. And you go, I don't want more of that.
Right. Everybody hates it, basically. Yeah. So am I introducing our guest?
Yes, please, because I don't know her. We've met.
Okay.
But
I was going to make a I don't know her joke, but I couldn't. There was no word there.
Know her. I hardly know her.
missed opportunity. So drum roll, please. She drummed for herself.
I know. I am not doing
that's
that.
Enough.
For the
stop
listeners,
drumming.
That is her own drum roll for herself. Are you going to clap
no
for yourself when you're introduced to? After you introduce her, she's going to clap for herself.
Okay. So I'd like to introduce my friend of 10 years.
15.
10, 15, maybe 12.
We never really decided.
We've talked about it, but we don't actually know.
It's a long time.
We kind of like the mystery.
It keeps it interesting. Keeps it alive.
Keeps it fresh. Okay, so anyways, so this is my dear friend Nicole. Nicole, say hello to the folks.
I was copying for myself first. Hello. That's all I got.
And tell us a little about yourself. Tell us a fun fact.
My name is Nicole.
No, that's not fun.
My best friend is Elise.
It's also...
No, that's not fun.
That's not fun.
Oh, a fun fact?
What sets you apart?
My blonde hair?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You and
those
8
are
million
rare.
Other people.
That's
so
us.
You're here today because you saw what?
I saw Lion King at the Fox here in the ATL.
ATL shoddy?
Yes. So and it was fantastic, and I absolutely loved it.
Awesome.
So I thought I'd tell you about it.
All right. Well, the floor is yours. We're going to leave. And
yeah,
if you could just
you
continue.
This.
I mean, if you want to, like, ask me questions, I have
no,
a list.
No, of course, of course.
I have a questions. List of a whole bunch of things. I literally sat on the edge of my seat as it started.
Why didn't you sit back? Feel
and,
comfortable.
I just didn't want to. And I literally just had, like, my hands or my knees on my, oh my gosh.
You
my
had your
elbows.
Knees on the ground. You were praying.
I had my elbows on my knees
like
and
a mass.
My face in my hands. And I was just staring in amazement. And Nate's like, are you okay? I'm like, shh, shh, I'm watching.
Right.
So it was
of
very
course.
Good.
So you're very into it.
Yes. Well, Lion King is one of my favorite Disney movies. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best, one of the best soundtracks that Disney has ever done.
Is it like that that African feel that you like?
Yes. Well, I love that type of music because the only way I can describe it is that it's very pure. Like, they really put a lot of emotion
into
it.
There's emotion. There's passion.
There really is.
Yeah.
And it's so captivating.
Yeah.
I just think it's amazing. It's beautiful.
You had asked us to listen to the Broadway music, and he already had because he is very prepared for our other episodes.
Yeah. I found a version of The Lion King live. I watched a lot of it on YouTube.
Oh.
So,
see, you're always trying to one-up me. I didn't
do
that.
I'm so sorry.
He got you there.
Well, I listened to the music, and I had that same thought, too, just listening to that soundtrack because it's like chaotic, and yet there's so much emotion and passion that it just all goes together really well.
Yes.
And it's just like wild and crazy, but like fits perfectly.
Well, yeah. And I think there's a lot of chanting, I would say, mm-hmm. in most mm-hmm. of these songs. And there's mm-hmm. something about like those tribal chants that just people singing in unison like that. It's like they're all working together. I don't know. That sounds dumb, yeah. but it's yeah. like, it's really like a family you. Type of music, you know?
Yeah. It's just, I like to listen to it with my family.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so beautiful. Chants. I just really love it.
Yeah, it really
my,
is.
I don't know if we're doing like favorite songs.
Let's do that.
And least favorite songs.
Let's get into it.
But
let's get into it.
My favorite song is called Rafiki Mourns.
Now, is this Rafiki Mourns as in crying, but not like morning time?
Yes. He has just woken up. He's yawning. He's like, he yawns a quinza.
This is my Rafiki Mourn.
First of all, Rafiki is played by a woman.
Right.
In the...
Yeah, okay.
In the Broadway.
I like that.
And she's amazing. She is, like, truly from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And...
is that true?
I think that's a compliment. Like,
but you know what I mean.
She's truly from Africa.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like,
authentic.
She's the real deal, and she is just perfect for this. She is so good. Like, when she would come out, she would speak in click. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
I had people
and
at
so
my high school that did
she
that.
She would just come out, and I'm not going to do it because I don't want to be, like, offensive or anything.
Yeah.
But she would come out, and she would just say things and just, like, click and all that stuff, and she would kind of just do these gestures, and it was funny, and you had no idea what she was saying, and she just seemed crazy, like Rafiki
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm.
And I thought it was very cool. And when she opened her mouth and sang, I was like, I want her to sing the rest of the time. Like, I looked at the...
Like your life soundtrack?
Yes. I looked at the program, and I was looking for when she had her next song, because she
so
was incredible.
So you weren't paying attention?
I was, but I pulled out my phone. I was like, there she is. There
you
she
just wanted
there,
every so. Mourn to be a Rafiki Mourn.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, so I love that song so much because that I feel like is the song that has the most emotion because she is mourning Mufasa's death
mm-hmm.
and she just, I mean, she puts her heart into that song. And mm-hmm. then at the end when the, like more people come into that song and they are the lionesses.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they kind of howl and that's them crying with her. And fun fact, not to spoil things. I don't know.
Babies?
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of babies we need to spoil.
I'm going to spoil you babies. Some of the animals are puppets. And mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. the main characters are more of, they have, how would you describe
headdress?
It? Like, yes, they have like a headdress of a lion. So the lionesses have that. And then they kind of had like these capes flowing down too, which kind of just really added to their costume.
Mm-hmm.
And in that part of the song, when they kind of howl and cry, they pull these streamers from the eyes of the headdress. And so to symbolize the tears. And I thought that was really cool because then later in the show, I guess you can call it,
mm-hmm.
when they're talking to Scar and everything is, you know, terrible and stuff, they come out and they still have the tears down, which I thought was really cool because they're still very sad about everything that's happening and that Scar is taking over this and they have no food or water and all that stuff. So I thought it was very cool how they did
perpetual
that.
Perpetual sadness.
Yeah, I mean, not that part, but I just, the costuming is very well thought out
mm-hmm.
and they, like, even the plants were people. So it's just very cool. All the puppetry and stuff like that. It's seriously very mesmerizing. The color, the costume, the music, it's really great. I would encourage everyone to see it.
I think that's, you know, there's been lots of adaptations from Disney movies and stuff. And I think this one probably sticks out the most just because it is so unique and it's so visually captivating. It's not just like, okay, let's throw some of the Disney songs on stage. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's its own piece of art, which is really cool.
Yeah. I think that's where that genuineness comes into play.
Yeah.
Agree.
So we all know and love the OG Lion King. So, I mean, what is different besides, like, the puppetry and, like, that sort of thing? I mean, what's different as far as anything with, like, the story or any...
Yes. So...
Rafiki's a girl.
Yes.
That is
which I thought was a good choice. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. She... By far my favorite. One thing which I could have completely viewed this wrong. I might be wrong. I do not know. But one of the things that I thought I saw and heard was that Scar was like, why does nobody like me? You know, I do all this stuff, whatever. And then he goes, oh, I need a queen. So then he
I remember hearing that.
Yes, yeah. He kind of hits on Nala.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nah, nah, nah. Nala. I don't want that.
Nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah, nah. Nala don't like that. So
she talks.
So she, you know, runs away. And then that's how she bumps into Simba. When in the original, OG. It's because, you know, she's trying to find help. Like, she's leaving. Right. It's not because Scar kind of, like, hit on her and is like, hey, you're going to be my queen. And she's, nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of weird. I didn't really like that part. I thought that was interesting addition.
Yeah.
It definitely makes Scar more creepy, though.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. He was really good, though. His Be Prepared song was really cool. Like, they had a whole bunch of hyenas march out and march on the stage. And I thought that was very cool because that is a cool scene in the movie when it's, and I think you guys talked about it in your podcast where it was very kind of Hitler-esque. Yeah. It's you know, it's interesting. But
Elise was so like, it's Hitler.
Not, yes, I remember that.
Hitler, hardly know her.
Okay. Moving on. Next.
I noticed, like, the bits and pieces I saw, those hyena puppets were some of the coolest puppets.
Yes.
I thought. Now, like Pumbaa and Timon were kind of cool, those? But, like, I can't describe it. She might want to, but.
I will do my best.
That's all we ask.
Oh, man, this might be a terrible example. You know, in Mad Max, when they go through that
didn't
one.
Didn't see it.
Oh, well, see, people
I did,
like
yes.
you. Well, you know, okay, so you know in Mad Max when they, like, go through that really dark place and there's, like, those crow things and they're, like, on these stilts and stuff? That's kind of what it is. Like, the hyenas have almost, like, an extension of an arm and they're kind of hunched over and they kind of, like, walk around or whatever.
Like, to make their arms longer so that they are as long as their feet?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Have you seen Return to Oz? Never mind. Bye, folks.
No. We're all missing the mark here.
Yeah. I guess it's a rare... I guess thing we need to see. Long arms is hard to explain.
Well, but I guess it makes sense because when you bend over, your arms are not, you can't like just automatically reach your legs unless you're in pain.
So it was like they were on all fours. Yeah. So that it was like a stilt for their arms.
Arms.
That's basically what it was. So they kind of, so when they hunched over, it was like, you know, stilts or whatever. Mm. We're not going to address what you just said.
That's probably best. we can just go away from that.
Oh boy.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. We're all over the place. But I will tell you that the hyenas had like their own kind of genre of music, which I didn't really like. Do you know what I'm talking about, James?
I know what you're talking about.
Where it was very like rock.
Yeah, they sang the song Chow Down. And I was like, this is out of place. I did not
I didn't like that.
Yes. Which I think it could be argued that Be Prepared is a little kind of on the rocky side. So maybe that's where they got
like,
it.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what I'm saying?
No. But the hyena song was like every time they came out, there it was guitars kind of playing. And that kind of bothered me just a little bit because, like we talked about earlier, I love the African tribal part of The Lion King. And so it kind of just took away from that. But then because it was rock, though, you could clearly distinguish that, okay, well, these are the bad guys. And, you know, when it's the African music.
Yeah, their theme music.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I didn't like the Chow Down song.
I didn't.
When it started playing, I was like, oh, I think Spotify just messed up and took me to a different album.
The few songs they added, I don't know. I didn't really care for them.
There's a lot of songs that they added.
Well, the African songs that they added, loved. Those are fantastic, obviously. But the more kind of modern songs, I guess you could say, they weren't my favorite just because it didn't seem like it fit with the rest of, you know, what was going on.
What about the Morning Report song?
Hated it. Did not like it.
Well,
that's one of the songs I'm talking about where I was like, no, we could have done without that.
I think that song was actually written for the original movie, but then they cut it out and they just used a few lines from it. Like, I think Zazu still says some of it in the original animated movie, but they were like, nah, we're not going to use it. But then for the live version, they were like, we need songs. What was that one we threw away?
That would have been my least favorite. So, Well, there's also that song that Scar sings that leads into him being like, I need a queen. So there's a couple that I was like, meh.
He says something like, how can I be a king? Or
The Madness of King Scar? Is that song?
Yes, oh. I think it is called that. I really like the Stampede song because it's their voices making the it's almost wild. Stampede in a Literally. Sense. Mm-hmm. I do love that one.
What do you think about that scene? Because that's, like I said, I only saw bits and pieces of it, but that's mm-hmm. one that really stuck out to me was like the whole Stampede scene and the death of Mufasa. It was just like, it looked really cool from what I could tell.
Yes, that's in my notes.
She did take three notes.
I took a lot of notes. At intermission, I sat down and, well, I stood up, you know, to applaud. And then I sat down and I was like, do, wrote down all my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then when after it was over, we walked to the car and I was like, do, wrote down all my thoughts.
So do is the sound of you typing on your phone.
Texting. Yeah, I guess you couldn't see my gesture.
Yeah, you can't.
So that scene I thought was very cool because they had puppets and they had actors. So they had actors like being puppets, obviously. And then kind of, I don't know how to describe this, but towards the back of the stage, it's a terrible description. It was almost like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, no.
Right, yeah.
Where it was rotating like these wildebeest puppets, like kind of showing that they're farther back coming down the hill. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was very cool. And then they also had a like film projected of mm-hmm. of like little dots being wildebeest coming down the hill. So it was like when you look up at the stage, you have the actors, then the puppets, and then the screen. So That's it smart. Looks like it's far away and it's getting closer to you. So that was very cool. And then obviously Simba just kind of runs in place and he kind of bumps into the wildebeest. And then they had Scar and Mufasa hooked up to, what's that called?
Wires.
A wire.
Yep, that's the word. That's why you guys are here.
That's why we're the pros.
Yeah.
The big bucks.
You know, those wires and those harnesses. And so, like, you know, they would jump onto the, like, the side of the stage or whatever. And then when Scar killed Mufasa and, like, pushed him off, mm-hmm. he fell in slow motion, which was very cool. I loved it. Cool. And they had a strobe light. So it was just like, and you're like falling back, and it was really cool. Good. That's bad. Probably going to sound really stupid when you hear that back, but
no,
it was
I couldn't tell if you were falling in slow motion or typing.
That was slow motion.
I forgot.
You can't see my gestures. I'm acting it all out.
I was just enjoying it.
Oh man, but it was very cool. I mean, like things like that where it's a lot of creativity, mm-hmm. it's a lot of thought into the play, and that's why I love plays so much too.
Oh yeah.
Just because side note, Elise and I being at our high school, our teacher was very creative in things that mm-hmm. they would do for our plays, and you know, so that's how it kind of got me interested in it. And so now seeing what professionals do too right. is very cool. And when you see it all come together, you're like, wow, I never, because as you're sitting there, you're like, I wonder how they're going to do this scene. I wonder mm-hmm. how they're going to do that scene. And then you see it and you're thinking, this is awesome. Who thought of that?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So were you familiar with like this version before you saw it? Or was this a surprise? Like
the Broadway version?
Yeah.
Well, I had seen like some pictures and stuff, but I had not seen any video clips or I had not listened to the Broadway version at all. So it was very new to me. I did not know what to expect, which I think made it even more fun too. Because I was like, what? So, I mean, even...
what?
Can you tell that we're friends?
Yeah.
No.
So what had happened was...
Wow. Oh, I should have had you do that.
Right.
So if you weren't familiar with it and you kind of went in blind, what surprised you the most out of this version?
Well, I think the thing that surprised me the most was just like how they kind of changed the original story with Scar wanting the queen. That really bothered me, as you can tell. I keep bringing it up.
Is it just because you don't feel like it's necessary? You don't see what purpose it serves?
I guess. I just felt like, you know, I was like, why? Literally when that scene ended, I looked over at Nate and I was like, what? I was like, what just happened?
Is it maybe just because like Scar is always seen as like this lonely, kind of just sad, like,
I guess. I don't know.
And he just feels like with power he should, you know, get everything he wants, and he just starts going for it.
I just wasn't expecting it, I think, because that's just not how it goes in the movie. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're like, well, it's got to follow the movie. But it's
definitely creepy because he's like, no matter what, you will be mine.
Yeah, it's it's weird. Good surprises were, you know, just the music. Because like I said, I hadn't listened to the soundtrack before.
It's so different.
And I mean, you just sit there with your jaw's just on the floor, and you're just like, whoa, this is amazing.
You got your knees on the floor.
Your knees are on the floor. Your jaw's on the floor. Your elbows are on the floor. Wow. You're like,
so you're just
whoa.
Laying down.
Just face down. Yes. Prostrate.
You are done. You are done.
don't laugh at me. No.
It's okay, little baby. It's okay.
Do you hear what he said?
Don't tell her what I said. It doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
What do you think of Child Simba's performance?
Oh, yeah.
In your notes.
It is in my notes. I haven't really been looking at them. We've just kind of been talking.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down, kids have good voices.
Kids have good voices. Now, is that a general statement
agree.
Just beside the play? Love the voice of
that
kids?
That was just a fact. I thought they were good. I thought they were good. The girl, what's her name? Nala. It's Nala.
Yeah. Nala. We just spent 15 minutes.
Little Nala. Nala.
Yeah.
She had a really good voice. I was very surprised. Like, these kids are what, like 10 or something? Like, they had really good voices, and I thought they did really well.
You just expect less from kids. So then when they actually bring it and wow you, you're like, wow, I expected you to be the worst.
Right. And there's a lot of talent there, though. They did really good. For the opening song, you know,
what we sang.
Yeah.
That's it? We're going to sing it again?
Yeah. It's my deep voice. They had, like, they used every bit of that building. They had animals coming down the aisles.
Oh, I always
like that. They had, like, people dancing, and it was great. It was just boom, we're here.
And so it's like surround sound, too.
Lion King. Yes. It was very cool. And they also had, like the drums, like the African type drums. I don't know what those are called.
African
mongos.
Drums. Mongos.
Mongo bongos.
Oh, I thought she said
mongos too.
I was hesitant to say bongos because I was like, is that wrong? And then
maybe
I
you should just
it.
Not say it next time. But
thanks, appreciate it.
Is a marimba a thing? I think a marimba's a thing too.
Whatever they're called,
of
it was
Mamba
like a lot
number
of
five.
Marimba number mongo.
Maroon 5?
Maroon 5, yep. That's what it was.
That's it.
Maroon 5 was playing drums on stage.
Interesting. Ooh. It's a twist. He's just vomiting, don't worry. He's fine.
Hit. Anyways, they had the drums, like, they had two sets on either side of the theater. Elise is laughing, so forgive her. Are you good?
Mm-hmm. She was doing the... From D's gag from It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah. She goes,
she does, D does the best gag. And isn't that good?
It's a good gag.
I'm good.
Okay. I think that's the best impression. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The drums were on both sides. They had two sets of, like, it was a lot of drums. It wasn't like your basic drum set. It was like all the African bongos and all that stuff. And so, you know, they had people actually playing them, which was really cool and made it loud. Mm-hmm. And I liked that too.
Zazu is good, you have written.
Yeah. I thought he was good.
Oh, just like.
I thought he was like a good actor. I thought it was funny.
I didn't know if you were saying you were confused that Zazu is like a good character.
No. So. That reminds me. This is just going to lead into a different thing, something that I didn't really like. There's a couple things that I didn't like, but like I said, overall, it was incredible and highly recommended. You know,
right.
10 out of 10. So, you know, they're like puppets. So Zazu was a man who was like dressed in all blue and had a hat and stuff, and he held a bird puppet, and that was his extension, you know, whatever. So what I didn't like, sometimes like the actors would like take off, like Mufasa took off his headdress at one point, which that's Mufasa's face. Like that's supposed to be him.
Right.
And so he put it on the floor at one point when he's talking to Simba about, you know, everything that
the light touches
will be your, you know, whatever. And so I was like, why? I didn't understand, which I may just be missing something very important there, but I didn't understand why the actor had to separate from his, you know, from
headdress thing.
Right. From like who the character is. And at one point, Zazu, you know, his little bird puppet, when they're doing I Can't Wait to Be King, he handed the puppet like off to someone else to kind of float him in the air type of thing, but then came back to him. So I got that. Like, that makes sense. But I didn't like when Mufasa put down his headdress and walked away from it. Is there something that I'm missing there, you think? Or
oh, most definitely. Wow. No, I don't. I have no idea. Awesome. I don't know if there's
What do you think about that? Think about them separating from like their actual puppet? Like, that's supposed to be like
so
who they are.
That was Mufasa when he's talking to Simba.
Yeah, and I can't remember if he did it again or if Scar did that or something, but I distinctly remember that one point.
Do you think it's symbolism of him like kind of handing over his kingdom, or that like he's going to die or something? Or
I don't know. Or maybe like what I thought maybe was that he's kind of taking off his work cap in a sense and just talking to his son and being a dad. But I don't know. I couldn't figure that one out. So Mufasa had these almost like wooden swords in a sense when he would fight.
He would sword fight.
Yes. It was like these wood swords. And then Scar had a cane. And so I'm guessing that the swords were supposed to be like, you know, his claws or whatever. And Scar had the cane, and maybe that kind of symbolized that he was older or whatever too. But they would, during fight scenes, there's a couple, sometimes they would like run into each other's arms and kind of push back, you know, that kind of fighting. But then they would bring out these swords and they would like fight with the swords and the cane. And I didn't really understand that either. I was like, what are we watching here? Because it's like they couldn't stick with one type of fight or battle.
Enough.
It's just like they wanted to add something to it. But again, I didn't really get it. And people will probably disagree with me and, you know, be like, well, it means this. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But when I first saw it, I was like, what's happening? Why does he have swords? They look like machetes. Like, what's going on?
Was it like, you know, like one paw behind the back?
No.
And one up front?
Like, he had one in each hand. And then Scar just had
Or like Wolverine where there's like three swords and they're like clawing.
Hey, that would be
well,
cool.
Because they would do that. Like, they would take their hand and, like, you know, kind of claw, in a sense, at each other. And like I said, they would run into each other's arms and, like, push back out, almost like a dance. And I thought
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was a creative way. But then when they would bring out the swords and stuff, you lost me. Like, I was kind of like, why do we need this? Just kind of stick with your theme here.
Yeah, like,
how
it was working,
fight.
So why change it?
Because I did it in the beginning. When Mufasa fought the hyenas.
Okay.
He had them. And then at the end when Simba then has them. So Simba and Scar fight at the end. They have those props as well.
That's weird.
What about Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah.
Oh man, we haven't even talked about them.
You better get going.
They were great. They're obviously very funny and they keep a lot of their original lines like from the movie, like the witty banter and, you know, just the one-liners and stuff like that. They added a couple as well, more kind of modern humor. Mm-hmm. But I thought they were really good. The costuming again was really good. Timon was like attached to the actor's body. Like when his arm moved, Timon's arm moved.
Like a baby carrier.
Sure. I mean, it kind of moved like that, and that was cool. And then Pumbaa was, the actor was in the middle, so there was the back of Pumbaa kind of was on the back
like
of the
a
actor.
Sandwich.
Right, and then the head was, you know, big because Pumbaa is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole mouth would move, and like it was pretty cool. I mean, the costuming on that was, again, very well thought out, and you're like, how are they going to bring out Pumbaa? How are they going to bring out?
I liked Pumbaa's tongue. When he would stick his tongue out, that was cool.
It's just like little things like that where, you know, you just don't think of things like that. And then you're just like, oh, that's pretty
And you
cool.
don't feel like it takes you out of it to see the puppets and all that stuff.
Well, because at first you kind of think it's a little weird because you're like, okay, these are actors and they're acting along with their puppet.
Yes,
So it's very interesting. You know, after a little bit, you're like, oh, right, that's a person. Because you really focus on the puppet.
Used to it.
So it really draws you in. It's pretty cool.
Was there anything similar or anything like that with like what you've just seen versus what we saw at Disney World of The Lion King?
So at Disney World, it's more of, I mean, they obviously have the opening song because that's just classic and everyone wants to hear that when they think of Lion King. But Disney World is more of like a show. Like, I don't know.
Like I feel like it was like we took the movie and then we just like sprinkled it with like a Broadway flair. And then
yeah, I mean,
that's as far as we went.
It's more just, you know, it's what? It's 30 minutes or something. It's not very long. They're not trying to go through the whole story. I don't even think they have a real storyline. It's more just they sing some of the songs. They have lots of like the monkeys are gymnasts. They have monkeys in there. And there's like gym, oh my gosh, acrobatic scenes and stuff like that.
That was really cool.
Wires.
It's not Broadway. It's not the full story from beginning to end. All these little details sprinkled in.
But I feel like it had maybe, I don't know, like the vibe and the energy that like the Broadway show would have.
Yes,
it does. Just was short.
We were preoccupied with the monkeys because they were so funny.
Yeah, they kept coming over to us.
They kept coming. Well, they kept like passing us and going and like spitting at us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was just some random guy in the theater. That wasn't monkeys.
Wow, he's wearing a very tight spandex suit then.
Yes.
I know that guy. Sure
at Disney World.
But like you said, the energy is still there. The music is still good. It's fun. It was definitely one of our favorite things at Animal Kingdom. We loved it.
So good.
It was so good. Yeah. But it's a completely different experience for sure.
Now that you've seen it live, to get other people to see it live, what would you tell them?
Go see it.
Ooh, compelling.
Right? I feel like I've said enough where it's amazing. Okay. To me, what I love the most is just the music. Like I said, it's so powerful. It's just really incredible. And you think, how do people sing like this? It's amazing. And seriously, just everyone go listen to Rafiki Mourns. Go listen to that soundtrack. It is incredible.
So I want you to rate the original movie, the Disney movie.
10.
Okay.
Sorry. No, I'll actually give it
And then I'd like you to rate the Broadway version on a scale from 1 to 10.
Okay.
K is not an option.
Yeah, K is not a number. It's a 1 to 10 type of scale.
S?
Another letter.
It's a number, so just pick a number.
Oh man, I really don't have any complaints with the movie. I mean, it's just a classic.
That's okay.
It's
you can rate that a 10. That's fine.
I just absolutely love it. Okay. It's brilliant. It's one of my favorites. It's also my brother's favorite. He watched it so many times that he broke the tape. James, didn't you say that you did that too?
No, I wish.
That was on a different one, I think, wasn't it?
Or was that a different? I thought I heard you say one time. Well, that like you watched it so much, it just like wore out because, you know, VHS back in our day.
No, I don't think that's ever happened to me, though.
Oh, well, it happened to Grant. And we loved it. We actually just watched it together not too long ago, too. So it's amazing. I think I'm just going to have to give it a 10. Okay. The Broadway, I probably love it more than the movie, but
whoa.
I'm going to have to give
What's higher than 10?
I know. 11? I'm going to have to give it like a 9, though. Just because of the things that
you didn't like.
Right, which is to be expected. There's going to be things that you like and things that you don't like, but definitely still way up there because, you know, of all the things we talked about, really amazing things, and just a few things where I was kind of like, meh, could have done without that.
Right.
But overall, 9 out of 10.
Cool.
I loved it. Go see it. You won't be disappointed. It is worth every penny. I think everyone should go. You should go.
Hey.
You should go right now.
Oh.
Buy tickets. Right now.
I would like to. So, yeah, there we have it. James, any final parting words?
Well, you know, parting words, sure. I have some. That's the end of our second bonus ep.
Ooh. Okay. Well put.
Hope I did you proud.
Wait, do you have any parting words? Maybe yours are better than mine.
You know, may the birds fly ahead.
Oh, why did I give over the reins to you?
I'm just going to say bye and thank you for having me.
May the stampede not find you under it. As on a rotisserie.
Yes, we hope and pray that nobody becomes a rotisserie Mufasa. Bye!
That's depressing.
Musical.